إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. I welcome all of you, barakallahu feekum. We continue, inshaAllah ta'ala, reading min mukhtasar sirat al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the abridged biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, it is many lessons and benefits in the seerah and studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the best example for mankind. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah tells us, you have indeed in the Messenger of Allah the best example to be followed. By studying his seerah, his biography, his life, and what he went through in his life, especially in the life of the da'wah, the ulama, they says, there is a great benefits for everybody, for the rulers, for the leaders, for husbands, for parents, fathers, in-laws, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was all this. He was a leader, he was an imam, he was a teacher, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was a father, he was a husband, he was a father-in-law, he was a son-in-law, Allah, and he was a friend, a neighbor, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a khatib. So, if he wants to be amongst the best, and he wants to do the things the way that is pleasing to Allah, before we do anything, we should study how the Prophet ﷺ did it. That's the right answer. It's the easiest way to success. We see and we learn. We learn this through the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and especially through the books that talks about his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether in Mecca or in Medina. Also his travels and his journeys. What did he do? What decision he made in times of war, times of peace? How he treat the people according to the different levels? Because people, they're not on the same level. They are the rich people, and they are the poor, and they are those who are between. It is different. There is the poor, there is the strong people, there is the weak. You know? So how you act when you have a group and you're in charge of a group, and some of them are strong and they can keep rolling while others they barely walk. It's a lot. It takes a lot. Skills. And we learn them from the best of mankind, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I want to remind you with these points, because this is the purpose behind studying the seerah. Okay? It's not just a history class. Now this is why we learn in the seerah, so that every point that is mentioned in his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a benefit for us. But only if we understand it and if we willing to implement it in our lives. The last point we mentioned, mawtu Khadija wa Abi Talib, the death of Khadija radiallahu anha, the wife, the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the death of his uncle Abu Talib. We continue. قال سؤالهم عن الروح وأهل الكهف. يعني سؤال المشركين كفار قريش. Their question. The Quraysh, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their question regarding the soul and the companions of the cave. That's why you find in the Quran there is a number of ayats that begins by Yas'alunaka. Yas'alunaka. They ask you about. Who can give me some of the ayats? Just raise your hand. Naam. Arabic. Yas'alunaka anil mahid. That's the one. Ahsant. They ask you about menses. Naam. Yas'alunaka anis sa'ah ayyana mursaha. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the hour, when it's going to be established. Yas'alunaka anir ruh. They ask you about the ruh. Say it again. It's okay. Fil i'ada ifada. Yas'alunaka anir ruh. They ask you about the ruh. Na'am. Hey, na'am. Yas'alunaka anil khamri wal maysir. They ask you about intoxicants and about gambling. Na'am. Ay na'am. Yas'alunaka anil jibal. They ask you about the mountains. Yas'alunaka anil anfal. Na'am. Na'am. Anil jannah. Now we want the ayah, not just anything. Ayah where in the Quran that begins by Yas'alunaka. Huh? Yas'alunaka. Na'am. Yas'alunaka ma'adha yunfiqoon. Na'am. Yas'alunaka anil yatama. They ask you about the orphans. Na'am. Yas'alunaka an dhil qarnayn. قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرى. نعم. What else? نعم.
يسألونك ماذا أحل لهم.
أحسنت. They ask you what was made lawful to them. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was asked. And when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is asked, what does he do? Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he waits for revelation. Until Allah tells him, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. They ask you about the Qarnayn. قُلْ. See, Allah tells him, قُلْ, say, سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Yes, تفضل. طيب. Huh?
He's not told his family
to come around. Yeah, they can sit right here, inshallah, listen. Tayyib. So this is, you find in the Quran that Allah tells us, and the ayat actually begins with this, Yas'alunaka. So here, their question regarding the soul, ar-ruh. They ask him about the ruh, and also they ask him about the story of the people of the cave, Ashab al-Kahf. We have a surah that is called Surah al-Kahf, surah number 18, Surah al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. That's the surah, start like that, Surah al-Kahf. طيب. Akhi, who's in there? Tayyib. So here the kuffar, they ask the Prophet ﷺ about two matters. The soul, ar-ruh, wa ahlul kahf, and the companions of the cave. And they used to send questions to the people of the scripture, the people of the book, asking about his religion, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the people of the book, especially the Jews, they know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, they was waiting for him to come. They have signs that there is a prophet that's going to come. And actually, as Allah tells us in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, the Jews, they used to say to the other mushrikeen, just wait until the Prophet come and we're going to like get rid of you. And this and that. They used to threaten the people, just wait until this Prophet come. But when the Prophet ﷺ come, they deny him, wal-iyadu billah, and they disbelieved in him. And those who they used to threaten them, they're the one who believe in the Prophet ﷺ, the Ansar. Ibn Ishaq reported on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Quraysh, ba'athat Quraysh an-Nadra ibn al-Harith wa'uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt ila ahbar al-Yahud bil Madina. Quraysh, and you remember Quraysh? Who's Quraysh? If you don't know something, you're going to ask me what it is. So you're not going to understand the seerah if you don't know certain things. Don't just sit right there and like this. What's Quraysh? Who's Quraysh?
Qabila Arab.
Hey, Qabila al Mala Arab.
Min al Arab.
Aina.
It's a tribe that the Prophet came from.
No, Quraysh is the main tribe. They're Arabs. And it's the main tribe. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ, he was sent amongst them. So those who, they used to ask the Jews about the Prophet ﷺ. All right? Because they know that the Jews, they have in their books, knowledge. And that make it worse for them, because they disbelieve after knowledge, wal-iyadu billah. You know? Some, they just disbelieve out of arrogance, while others disbelieve because they don't want to lose their possessions. They don't want to lose the dunya. These people, they disbelieve and deny the Prophet ﷺ based on knowledge, wal-iyadu billah. The Jews, a'da'ullah. So, Quraysh sent another Ibn al-Harith, one man, and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt to the Jewish rabbis in Al-Madinah. Because the Jews, they were sitting in Medina. That's where they were. It used to be Yathrib. Yathrib then. Huh? Rabbis. Rabbis.
That's rabbi.
No, that's the plural of rabbi. Rabbis is like those the leaders, the religious leaders among the Jews. Like the Christians, they have priests. The Muslim, they have ulama, scholars. Okay? These guys, they have no scholars. They just have rabbis and Christians and priests. So they send these two men to the Jewish rabbis, and these guys, they have some knowledge from the book in Al-Madinah. They, meaning Quraysh, said to them, now this is the big leaders, the leaders of Quraysh, the tribes of Quraysh. They said to these two convoys, or envoys. The envoys? What is it?
Envoys.
These two envoys. Or these two messengers. Envoys. The convoy is the caravan. Right or wrong? Alright. Convoy contain envoy. Alright, that's what I learned a long time ago. Alhamdulillah. Alright, that's English, by the way, right, brothers? You don't have to take English from me, by the way. Tayyib. So Quraysh, they sent these two men, and they said to them, ask the rabbis about Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And describe his attributes to them, for they are people of the scripture, and they possess knowledge of the prophets, which we do not have. See? So they departed. So it's like, now if they want to leave, they leave Mecca. Now they head north. Because Medina is to the north of Mecca. Alright? So they departed. And when they reached Al-Medina, they asked them about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked the rabbis about the Prophet ﷺ and described his religion to them. They describe what this man is talking. He said he's this and he's calling to this, and that's what he do, and that's what he tell the people to do, and this and the like. The Jewish rabbi said to them, The Jewish rabbi said to these two envoys, said to them, ask him about these three things. See? Ask him about this, these three things. Now they give him a test. All right? If he informs you about them, then he is a prophet sent by Allah. These are the Jews. And if he does not, then he is a man pretending to be a prophet. All right? So the Arab, they have no clue. They don't know nothing. They have no knowledge of the scripture or nothing. The Jews, yes, they have knowledge. So they said to them, listen, okay, you want to find out this man? Find about him? Ask him these three questions. If he answer right, and we, like the rabbis, they have the answers, or something like that. Well, they know what he's supposed to answer right answers. Because sometimes he may say, I don't know the answer to that. And that's the right answer, by the way. You know what I'm saying? The right answer is not always telling you what it is. No, sometimes when you say, I don't know that, that's the right answer sometimes. But if he do not answer these questions, well, you should know that he's only a man pretending to be a prophet. He's not, in other terms, he's not a real prophet. And they say, ask him about three young men who went in the earliest time. What was their affair? What was their affair? For there is an amazing story attached to them. That's the first question. The second question, ask them, or ask him, see that's a misprint right there, huh? Ask him, page 140, by the way. Ask him about a man who journeyed throughout the earth from east to west, and what was his story? This man went from east to west, all around. What was his story? Okay? That's number three. And ask him about the soul. Ruh. What is it? These are three questions. So this man, Nadr ibn al-Harith, and Uqba ibn Abu Mu'ayt, ibn Abi Mu'ayt, they traveled until they reached Mecca. They went back to Mecca. And they said, look, that time now to travel in a bus or in a bus, it may take you 7 to 8 hours between Mecca and Medina. In a car, maybe 4 to 5 hours. In a plane, 40 minutes. Alhamdulillah. Okay? And if you drive by yourself and you drive nicely, you did it in like maybe 4 hours and 20 minutes. Alhamdulillah, I've done all. Alhamdulillah. I caught a plane and I caught a bus, caught a cab, and I drove too one day. Alhamdulillah. It was nice, I could drive in and you see all this. But there's a lot of mountains. Between Mecca and Medina is a desert, but there's all these little mountains and hills. It's beautiful, Allah. It's beautiful. It's nice. And then there is rest areas now on the roads. Whenever you drive maybe like 60 miles or something, there is a gas station. A little supermarket, not big, but has some stuff. And another little restaurant when they do like barbecue and rice and all that chicken barbecue roast. And a masjid. Yeah, every gas station like that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. So they went back to Mecca and they said, we have brought you something by which the matter between you and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam may be decided. That's it. Allahu Akbar. See? The Jewish rabbis told us that we should ask him about things of which they have informed us. All right? So now they're like, can you imagine? They're like, that's it. We got him. But if you have knowledge, if you have sincerity, truthfulness, Allah will grant you protection. Allah will grant you victory. Allah will aid you and assist you. So this happened with the Prophet ﷺ, but it's happening with the ulama. It's happening to you, the imam of the masjid. You teach in a Salafi masjid upon the sunnah. The people of bid'ah and innovation, they're going to send people to you with stuff. to see if you, what you're talking about. Are you talking about the deen of Allah, or you just come up from your mind? So the things you know from the book of Allah and the sunnah, you said that. And the things you don't know, say Allahu A'lam, I'll get back with you. Okay? So don't be no hero, man. You like just try to answer every question. Some person, he thinks if he say, I don't know, how I'm going to say I don't know in front of people, man? Especially in our time. Now it's recorded, it's on YouTube, it's going to be on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever it is. And some people, shaitan comes to them and say, Akhi, just give him an answer, man. You got layman people. Who told you there is layman people in front of you? Hey, there is some people that they sit, man, in the class, they know stuff, man. MashaAllah. Okay? But you got to learn one thing. If you, when it comes to the deen of Allah, speak with knowledge. Or be quiet with knowledge too. Yeah, that's from knowledge, to be quiet. What do you think? Where you bring that from? It's knowledge. Alright? So it's very important for us. So they say, that's it, man. We brought you some stuff from the Jewish. That's it. That we're going to decide between you and between Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they went to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they asked him about the things of which the Jewish rabbis had informed them. Alright? And Jibreel alayhi salam. See, now here's another mistake, huh? Print, huh? They say, and Gabriel, but between parentheses, they says Ibrahim alayhi salam. See? That's a mistake. Somebody may think, now Ibrahim came to him with Surah Al-Kahf. Yes, sometimes when the people, they just like have people, they hire people to just translate, and they want to put the books out there. A lot of mistakes. And people, they want to rush. That's what happened. This is not Ibrahim, Jibreel. And Jibreel came to, alayhi salam, came to him with Surah Al-Kahf, which contains the information they sought regarding the three young men and the man who traveled, and he brought to him the words of Allah Most High. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. As for the soul, is in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 85 of chapter number 17. And they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kuffar, the pagan of Quraysh, and they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning the ruh, the spirit or the soul. Say, the ruh is one of the things, the knowledge of which is only with my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Is only with my Lord. And of knowledge, you mankind have been given only a little of knowledge. You have been given only a little. Ibn Ishaq said, the surah opens with praise of him and mentioned of the prophethood of his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they denied it. Allah says, Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. All praise and thanks are Allah's, who has sent down to his slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book, i.e. the Qur'an. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا, and has not placed therein any crookedness. This is Surah Al-Kahf, by the way, chapter 18, verse number 1. This means that you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are a messenger from me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since Allah sent the book to him. I.e., it is confirmation of what they ask you regarding your prophethood, and has not placed therein any crookedness. He has sent it down balanced and straight, and there is no contradiction therein in the religion, nor in the Quran. Ibn Ishaq continued to explain the surah up to the words, أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription, meaning the news of the names of the people of the cave, were a wonder among our signs? A wonder among our signs. And this is the still Surah Al-Kahf, ayah number 9. I.e., that which they saw was from my Qudra. Allah's ability to do all things, for them to die for all these years, 300 years, and add a 9. That's from Allah's ability. And then they woke up. You know, that's from Allah is able to do all things in the affairs of the created beings. And among the proofs which I have produced against my slaves, there are those which are greater and more amazing than that. And it is narrated on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that he said that it means the Quran and Sunnah which I have given to you are greater than the affair of the people of the cave. Subhanallah. The Quran and the Sunnah, because the Sunnah is given, is a revelation, ya akhwan. The Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. The Prophet ﷺ does not speak out of his desires. And that's why I see, when they ask him about things, Jibreel alayhi salam bring to him revelation containing the answers of those things. And in many narrations, when the Prophet ﷺ is asked by the companions too about certain things, the Prophet ﷺ don't know the answer, he waits for revelation. But some of us, man, the question is not even, the man didn't even finish his question. Haram, 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 akhi, haram, I'm telling you, haram, haram, no doubt about it. Won't you do one thing? Let the man finish his question first. Yes, problem, that's a big problem. Halal, yes, halal, I'm telling you, lawful, just go home, akhi, go home. Halal, halal. Nice, akhi, subhanAllah, this is amazing. The Messenger of Allah, the best of mankind, asked the question, he waits for revelation. Doesn't mean that we're going to, when you ask question next time, wait for the revelation. No, there ain't no revelation. Oh, you're not a messenger. And no one should claim to be a messenger, because there is no such thing. After the Prophet, there is no messenger or no coming of any prophet from any nation. So they need to just like let it go, man. If anybody thinking about it, let it go. Because Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in the explanation of important lessons for every Muslim, in the chapter of Iman, when he was explaining the pillars of Iman, and he went to the pillars of the belief in the angels. What he says, Muhammad Amin, about the messengers? How a messenger become a messenger? Huh? Allah chose the messengers from the angels and from the human being. No one become a messenger because of his skills or his money or his tribe or because of his efforts. Nobody earns that prophethood. Look, I've done all this. I got to be the prophet over you guys. Okay? No, it doesn't work like that. Allah chooses the prophets and the messengers. All right? So now, if you were asked a question, what do you say? The Prophet ﷺ, he used to wait until revelation came to him. But you, what do you do? Huh? If you ask a question and you don't know the answer, what do you do? Ask those who know. That's it, bottom line. You ask. You tell a person, Akhi, mashallah, that's a good question. Inshallah, let me write it down. Can I have your phone number? If he's in the community, always come to the masjid. Man, you don't have to have your phone. You should have his phone number already. But if he's not from that community, you met him in a marketplace, on a subway, on bus, in a park, whatever you met him, tell him, "Akhi, I can try my best to ask somebody from the people of knowledge, but if you give me your number, I will be more happy to call you and tell you what happened." Okay? That's how we do it, man. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, "The Quran and Sunnah which I have given you," meaning to you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abbas is explaining the statement of Allah. Says that they are amazed of this, of the people of the cave. That's what they are amazed of, the people of the cave and their story. Well, guess what? The Quran and the Sunnah, which I have given to you, are greater than the affair of the Prophet of the cave. The people of the cave. That was a misstatement from my part, okay? The Quran and the Sunnah, which I have given to you, are greater than the affair of the people of the cave. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "And the matter is as they have stated. For their remaining asleep for 300 years is a sign which proves Allah's ability and His will, and it is a sign which proves that the bodies of mankind will be returned to them. As Allah the Most High said," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا." And thus we made their case known to the people, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that there can be no doubt about the hour. And that's Surah Al-Kahf still, verse number 21. "And in their time the people had disputed as to whether the souls would be returned alone or with their bodies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a sign which proves that the bodies will be returned, and He informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of their story without any human being teaching it to him, which is a sign that proves His prophethood, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For their story was a sign which proves the three fundamental principles: believe in Allah, His Messenger, and the last day. But in spite of all this, there are among the signs of Allah those which are greater than this." "And Allah, most glorified, most high, has mentioned the question which they ask Him regarding these signs in order to know whether or not He was a true prophet or a liar. In His words, 'وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا' And they ask you about ذُلْ قَرْنَيْنِ. Say, I shall recite to you something of His story." That's in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 83. "And also the words of Allah, 'لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Verily in Yusuf, Joseph, and his brothers, there were ayats, proofs, evidences, verse, lessons, for those who ask. Up to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 'Id ajma'u amrahum wa hum yamkurun,' when they arranged their plan together and while they were plotting. They were plotting to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam. These his brothers. They plot and plan to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam. And the Quran is full of information from Allah regarding matters of the unseen from the past, of which no human being knows anything except through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the prophets, all of them, from that which Allah taught them, not through the awliya, through the prophets, not through the awliya, nor through any others. They knew that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not learn this from any human being, and in that there is a sign and an indisputable evidence of his truthfulness and his prophethood. They know, because nobody can teach him these things. Gotta come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point the Shaykh mentioned, قول الوليد بن المغيرة في القرآن السحر. ولا الوليد بن المغيرة is one of the people, the well-renowned people among the people of Quraysh. What الوليد بن المغيرة said regarding the Quran being magic, that the Quran being magic. It is narrated on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that he said, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, and this is the name of a man who was from the renowned and famous people among the Quraysh, the pagans of Quraysh. He said, it is that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, recite to me. And recite some Quran. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited to him, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى. سورة النحل, chapter 16, ayah 90. Verily Allah enjoins al-adl, i.e. justice, and worshiping none but Allah alone, meaning Islamic monotheism. And al-ihsan, Allah enjoins al-ihsan, i.e. to be patient in performing your duties to Allah, totally for Allah's sake, and in accordance with the sunnah, legal ways of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a perfect manner. That's ihsan. Also, Allah enjoins that giving help to kith and kin, i.e. all that Allah has ordered you to give them. Example, wealth, visiting them, looking after them, or any other kind of help. Your kin and kith, or kith and kin. You work both ways, or you just have to be kith and kin, or is it okay if you say kin and kith? Huh? Is it okay or not? No? Allahu A'lam? This is not in Islam, this is English. This is English, man. Don't be afraid now, brothers. Is it kith and kin, or kin and kith, or both?
You
ask him right there. Okay.
It's the way as you came.
The way you came?
Yes.
Where? Kith and kin. That's fine. Tell you. It's time. Let's do this one a little bit. Naam.
If you're reading from the ayat and it's a translation, the translation had to go according to the ayat.
Nah.
Is that way in the ayat, is that way in the translation?
Okay, barakallahu fi.
There was a time that there was the Prophet Sassam and they changed his name from the messenger to the Prophet. And he corrected them to say it the way it was written.
In the dua, that was a dua.
I'm not saying that. I'm using
that
as an example.
That was in a dua in Arabic.
No.
But this is translation. We're just talking about the word in English. You know, not in Arabic. That was in Arabic. There was a dua.
He
says, "Wa nabiyyihi." Yeah, this is ayah, but we're not talking about the Arabic. We're just talking about kith and kin.
Okay,
kith and kin is like your family members, your relatives, close relatives. I'm just asking, can you say kin and kith or not? It's a homework. So. Jazakallah khair. Recontribution. You all Google it tonight, inshallah. Tayyib. So, this man, Al-Walid ibn Mughira, he asked the Prophet ﷺ, he went to the Prophet ﷺ, recite some Quran. Prophet ﷺ recited to him this ayah in Surah An-Nahl. He said, repeat it. So the Prophet ﷺ repeated. He repeated it. And he said, meaning Al-Mughira said, by Allah, verily it has sweetness and grace. For verily the first part of it is meaningful and influential, meaningful and influential. And the last part of it is noble, and it is exalted, and nothing surpasses it, and it shatters that which is beneath it, and it is not the speech of any human being. This is a mushrik talking, man. Allah. In another narration, it was reported that news of this reached Abu Jahl. He was the leader of the pagans of Quraysh. And he came to him and says, oh my uncle, your people wish to collect some money for you. He said, and why? He replied, you went to Muhammad to compensate for that which is with him. He says, Quraysh know that I am one of the wealthiest of them. Abu Jahl said, say something that will reach your people to show them that you deny him. He said, what should I say? For by Allah, there is none who knows more about poetry than I, etc. And he told them, but that's not poetry, man. So I know poetry. Nobody here knows more poetry than me. But that's not poetry. In another narration, it is reported that Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira said, while he was attending the festival of Hajj, okay, groups from among the Arabs will come to you from every direction, and they will have heard about your companion. So he told the people of Quraysh. Now, because in Hajj season, the tribes, the people, the Arabs come from all over, to Mecca. He says, now he told them, listen, man, like he's cautioning them and warning them. Now, what are you going to do now? The people, they're going to come from all of the other tribes. They follow you. They're your allies. They are on your religion. They do what you tell them to do. So what are you going to do when they start listening to this man, to your companion, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What are you going to do about this? So let us agree on our opinion of him and do not contradict one another so that some belie others. He says, let us, all of us, agree what to say to them when they come. So when they came to us, we tell them, you came to me, they go to you, they go to him, they go to the other, they hear the same answer, the same things we say about this man. Because if we contradict each other's man, we say something and you said the other things and contradict me, that's no good for us. They said, you say what we should say. So Al-Walid ibn Mughira, he was like the brain, like smart and wise of them. Wallahu a'lam. They said to him, okay, you tell us what we should say. What we should say to them. He says, no, you speak and I will listen. SubhanAllah. He said, no, let me see what you want to say. Okay? They said, okay, these are the leaders of Quraysh. They said, we will say that he is a soothsayer. Alright? A soothsayer. Alright? He said to them, he does not have the speech of the rhyming verse of the soothsayers. No, that's not. SubhanAllah. So they said, we will say he is mad. Huh? A madman. He said to them, Al-Walid, he said to them, he's not a madman, man. We have seen madness. And we know what he looks like. He is not behaving as a mad person does. Nor is he whispering to himself. nor is his mind preoccupied. SubhanAllah. They said, we will say that he is a poet. Sha'ir. That Quran, he's just a poet like other poets, okay? He replied, he is not a poet. We know poetry. Whether it be in the Rajas manner or the Hijaz way, Qareed, Maqbood, or Mabsood. Well, this is some stuff here now. Like, this is some different kinds of poetry. Alright? So these different kind of poetry. Like, he's like, man, we know all of this. Man, we're the people. We're the Arabs of this stuff. We know poetry. None of this resembles, Quran doesn't resemble any poetry. So no, he's not a poet. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alaykum Allah aslah barak. What happened to the tissues? MashaAllah. طيب. بسم الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. طيب. Huh? So they said we will say that he is a sorcerer. We say he is a sorcerer. So they like making up stuff. Alright? He said, he is not a sorcerer. Al-Walid, he said, he is not a sorcerer. Muhammad is not a sorcerer. We have seen sorcerers and their sorcery. And he does not tie their knots, nor does he blow on them. So how are you going to tell people he's sorcerer, but he doesn't do the practice of sorcerers? And people, they know what sorcerers do. So they said, then what shall we say? O Abu Abdi Shams, that was his kunya. Whichever of these things we say. They said, many, they tell him, we've got to choose one of these, man. Which one of these things we should stick to? It will be known that is false, but the most plausible thing you can say is that he is a sorcerer who causes separation. So he said to them, okay, it will be known that is false, okay? But the most plausible thing you can say is that he is a sorcerer who causes separation between a man and his brother, and between a man and his wife, and between a man and his family. And by this, they will disperse from him. So they say, we're going to say he's a sorcerer, but he does it his own way. He don't blow on knots or none of that, tie knots, but he separate between a man and his brother. How? Look, this guy is, he's on Islam, that's why he's not. He separate between a man and his wife. Same thing. So they began to sit and wait for the people, and none would pass by them except that they would warn him against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they sat in a path, akhi. Subhanallah, akhi. La ilaha illallah. They sat in a path, and whenever people come, before they get to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took advantage of this, when the Arabs will come for the Hajj, he will go and talk to them and call them to Islam. But this, the pagan of Quraysh, they said, let's bear him to them. So they sit in the paths. Whenever a group of the Arabs come to Mecca, they will tell them that this is a sorcerer. He has separated between people and families and this and that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed concerning Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. Leave me alone to deal with whom I created lonely without any wealth or children, meaning Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, Al-Makhzumi. Up to his words, Sa'uslihi Saqar. up to the word sa'uslihi saqar, I will cast him into hellfire, wa'iyadu billah. And regarding, and this is in Surah Al-Muddathir, and regarding those people who were with him, who divided into parts what was said about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what he had brought from his Lord, it was revealed about them, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ, those who have made the Qur'an into parts, i.e. believed in one part and disbelieved in the other. And they used to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for signs, and some of them Allah provided for some wisdom which he most glorified desire. So they ask him, they continue to ask him, give us a sign that you're a prophet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to them certain signs. Okay, for the hikmah there is a wisdom. And there are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't bring when they request for a wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we stop here because the next thing that we're going to mention, that the splitting of the moon, the request for signs and the like, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, jazakum Allah khairan, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.